You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment by Polani Gwala.
So Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa wants an initiative called Take a Boy Child to Work to be established to assist in dealing with the neglect of young men in our society. And I agree with him. I think we've got to look at this. He says the campaign would help young men grow up dealing with issues of sexism that are prevalent in society. He was speaking at an event in Soshanguve yesterday to launch a series of dialogues about gender-based violence and substance abuse targeting boys and men. And I've heard a lot of people just in society saying, so what has happened is that, and you know, people are not even comparing the two. You have a campaign called Take a Girl Child to Work, and they're saying, well, perhaps the focus on girls, somehow, the unintended consequence, and they're not saying that you mustn't focus, but they're saying the unintended consequence of only focusing on young girls perhaps might be that the people who are behind such things as femicide, gender-based violence, drug abuse, misogyny, sexism are not attended to, are not spoken to. Nobody's speaking to those people. And you need to ask yourself, who are the perpetrators of these crimes? And how then do you reach them? Do you have to have a campaign that targets them? That's why then I agree with the Deputy President that somehow we've got to come with a campaign. And it must be clear that that campaign is not meant in any way to compete with the very right campaigns to empower women in our country who for years have been left out. That is a clear campaign that has to continue. But this one, specifically targeting and mentoring, giving these youngsters role models in order for them to get out of this mode of all of these crimes that I've just spoken about. Research has shown that a boy who has experienced abuse of some form or another will most likely be subjected to delinquent activities that his female counterpart who has experienced almost the same kind of abuse. So it is, in my view, important what the Deputy President is saying. And I think we need to have a conversation as a country about how then do we also attend to these youngsters, not to supplement the campaigns that are there to empower young women. Those are excellent. They must continue. We must add the impetus. But at the same time, deal with the unintended consequence of these youngsters then, these young boys who are then or on their own without any guidance, without any direction.